Minnesota News Network. Good morning, I'm Brent Palm. Six prosecutors suddenly stepped down from the U.S. Attorney's Office in Minnesota, citing frustration over the Department of Justice's response to the fatal shooting of Renee Good by an ICE agent. Hamline University professor David Schultz believes part of the attorney's decisions stem from the DOJ's pressure to investigate the widow of Good.
In their estimation, the request is inappropriate. And any attorney, when asked to do something inappropriate by their client, either has to refuse, disengage from the case, or perhaps resign.
Schultz believes the attorneys are fulfilling their ethical and legal obligations. Among those resigning is Assistant U.S. Attorney Joe Thompson, who led the office's fraud investigations. Congresswoman Kelly Morrison is among more than 50 co-sponsors of a bill to impeach Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem. The Minnesota Democrat claims Noem is, quote, making Americans less safe.
In my home state of Minnesota, as we have seen across the country, Secretary Noem's ICE agents have used increasingly aggressive, excessive, and lethal force, even against United States citizens.
Assistant Secretary Tricia McLaughlin said in a statement, quote, we are doing what Governor Walz and Mayor Fry refused to do to make Minnesota safe again. The Owatonna Police Department is identifying the pedestrian struck and killed by a train last Friday. Officers say the victim is 67-year-old Charles Bolfman of Owatonna. Officials say a joint investigation continues with Union Pacific Railroad Police. No further information is being released. And the shorthanded Timberwolves routed the Bucks 139-106 last night in Milwaukee. Weapons screening is a step closer to being added to the state capitol complex. The Advisory Committee on Capitol Area Security voted in favor of recommending several security changes yesterday. Lieutenant Governor Peggy Flanagan chairs the committee.
I firmly believe that if the legislature and the governor take up the recommendations in our newly approved report, especially implementing a consistent screening process and limiting weapons, everyone who works on the Capitol complex or visits the Capitol complex will be safer.
The security recommendations now head to the full legislature for discussion next month. And the Golden Gopher men's basketball team lost to Wisconsin 78-75 on a buzzer beater last night at Williams Arena. Minnesota's Cade Tyson hit a three-pointer with 4.6 seconds remaining to tie the game before the Badgers' John Blackwell nailed the game-winning three as time expired. Minnesota plays Saturday at Illinois. This is MNN.